Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC Blue Bay's Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. It's mid-April and we've certainly had an eventful start to the year. Risk assets have rallied off their recent lows at the end of March. The market moves from one headline to the next as investors search for conviction. For the moment, the S&P is close to flat on the year. Some feel as though they've missed the dip and are on the sidelines. Others are actively de-risking with the view that there will be another sell-off. Very few seem to be positioned for the bull case outcomes. Market snapbacks are often unloved, and this is no different. Headlines and speculation are abundant, whether it's Iran, AI, or private debt, and the fear is the same, contagion risk. In times like these, we look for situations where pricing looks unreasonable in either direction. High yield spreads are well off the highs and are now inside 300 basis points. All-in yields, however, have only retraced about half their move higher on the year as treasuries have sold off. High-quality, high-yield bonds remain tight across the board, but are particularly snug in sectors like healthcare, which are more insulated from energy shocks. Software has underperformed as AI and private debt contagion provide a 1-2 punch that impacts both fundamentals and the technical and levered credit. That said, high-yield technology issuers are in much better shape than leveraged loan or private debt cohort, as they are better both fundamentally and have a stronger, larger, more diverse group of potential buyers to support the technical. If there's one sector where the baby has been thrown out with the bathwater, it's high-yield tech. That said, the buyer base continues to be skittish around every headline as private debt redemptions and questions around whether private debt can be sold, refinanced, or will it need to be restructured. Rather than taking large swings in risk, we feel investors are better served in higher quality assets like high-performing U.S. high-yield bonds. 88% of the U.S. high-yield market is double B or single B rated after all. You can climb the speed bump of a maturity wall with a step stool and the asset class remains underallocated. That said, with spreads inside 300 over, investors should be prepared for sleep at night interest income instead of a near-term spike higher in returns. Performing public credit is back doing exactly what it's supposed to, while private credit markets work to meet redemptions by selling what they can as opposed to what they'd like to. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.